Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Football is a rough game and often a cruel one.
Every time you lose, you die a little bit. You die inside, a portion of you. Not all of your organs, maybe just your liver.
Pain is inevitable.
They're killing me, Whitey, they're killing me!
There was only the painful face of failure.
Okay, fellas, hey fellas, this is what you work all off season for. This is why you lift all them weights. This is why you do all that.
There was a fighting heart under the ribs of defeat.
Never give up, baby, never give up.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, Sunday, Monday, whatever it is for you. All you know is you got me, Andy Dorf, right here on the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. Good evening, everybody. Good morning, whatever it is. Like I said, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Get used to them. Wear them out. Man, oh, man, what a weekend. Seriously. Just an amazing week in the NFL. Week 14, it just did not disappoint us, if you will. So many games with so much importance. So many teams that had to win, they did win. Some teams that you thought might be giving up, don't give up. I was just really impressed, in all honesty, man. Just another unbelievable week in the NFL. Guys get injured like Carson Wentz, another important piece to a team that's had so much success and based on that quarterback play. And, you know, seeing Brent Hudley come into his own just a little bit, or just enough, if you will, to help the Green Bay Packers keep the dream alive. And maybe, just maybe, there's a reason to bring Aaron Rodgers back. And just so many great storylines from the day. We'll get into them. Obviously, I can't wait to talk about them on the other side. So keep joining me. Tell your friends, tell your buddies, whatever. I'm here. I'm Andy Dorf. It's NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. I want thoughts. I want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. I'll be right back after the pause for the cause. Keep it close, everybody.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Keenum to the shotgun, along the left hash, fakes the give to McKinnon, he'll keep it himself, Keenum to the five, and Keenum into the end zone for the touchdown!
Clement, the running back to the left of Wentz, on third and 14, Wentz clapping with a play clock at two, gets the shotgun snap at one, Wentz to throw, pressure comes, floats it left side, looking for the end zone, it is caught! Nelson Aguilar popping free past Byron Maxwell. 27 yards for the score. And the Eagles find the end zone for the first time tonight and jump right back in the ballgame.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Wow. Carson Wentz, man. I hope this guy is okay after that big hit as he was diving into the end zone. Man, oh, man. Just you don't like to see that. And obviously such a big piece to the Eagles, who have played so fantastic all season long. Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf. Thoughts and opinions, get at me on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. You can always call in, obviously, 1-800-878-7529. And then you can always check me out here on the network every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, 11 to 1 Eastern Time, as always. And then obviously here, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, or 1 a.m. for you folks listening out there on the East Coast. I love to hear from you at 1-800-878-7529. But tough day for the Eagles, and I'm going to go through the scores. Excuse me, and then I'll jump out to the phones. I know I got big paper online, so keep hanging tight. I'll get to you in just a moment, but I do want to rush through the scores and get those things. I just want to get them in there before I get to you, big paper. So let me run through them real quickly. And there were some great games, to be honest with you. And it started off on Thursday this week with the Falcons getting that victory over the Saints. Big victory for them. We'll get into the playoff ramifications later. But Falcons 20-17 over the Saints. And like I said, that was Thursday night. And some games today were pretty interesting. And it wasn't necessarily a great game when you look at it on paper. But because of the battle through that snow, unbelievable how these guys went at it. The Indianapolis Colts and the Bills. Bills get it done 13-7 in overtime. LeSean McCoy able to bust one and set those guys free from that just crazy, crazy field, man. But it was cool. It was fun to watch that. That's sometimes the way football should be played, to be honest with you. I grew up playing like that in the Midwest back in the day when I grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, man. Just too fun playing in that kind of weather and that kind of elements. So Bills get it done 13-7 in overtime. So one of the lowest scoring but very interesting games you'll ever see. Bears, man, they looked impressive. Mitchell Trubisky, wow, what got under this guy today? 33-7 over the Bengals. That'll probably knock them out of contention for sure. Packers, keep the dream alive. Brett Hundley, wow. Look, man, give credit where credit is due. The kid played well, got the job done, finds a receiver there at the end of the game to make things happen in overtime. Packers get it done 27-21 to hang on, to get it done and hang on not to be the only team to let the Browns get past them is what I was really thinking at that point. But Packers do keep the dream alive, 7-6, 27-21 over the Browns, who are just absolutely terrible, 0-13. Just pathetic when you think about it. Raiders, Chiefs get that done, and they needed that one big time. 26-15. Raiders, I think it's the Chiefs and the Chargers when push comes to shove. And obviously because both those teams win, but just huge victories for both those squads. And like I said, we'll talk about all this stuff in just a little bit. But Chiefs 26, Raiders 15. And again, 7-6 Chiefs, 6-7 Raiders. Cowboys 30-10, again, keeping their dream alive over the Giants, who just a rough year, man. Just really a rough year. Things went bad there pretty damn quick when you think about it. And Eli, if I'm him, I may be asking to get the heck out of Dodge. I don't know. Lions win a really another nail biter for them, man, over the Buccaneers 24-21. Vikings lose on the road to the Panthers, and this was a really, really good game, to be honest with you, man. Just a really good, hard-fought game. 31-24, Panthers get it done over the Vikings. I know I got a bunch of guys stacked up, so keep it close. Hang tight, guys. Just let me run through the scores. I will get to you, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. 49ers with a big victory for them. 26-16 over the Texans. Jets don't get, they don't score. That was just unbelievable. Broncos blank them, and they've been playing just awful lately. 23-0, the Broncos get it done. The Cardinals, they win a weird ball game. Not a lot of scoring going on in that game at all. Just a terrible, terrible offensive performance from both of these squads. I thought this Mariota kid was better than this. I'll be honest with you. I really did. Thought this kid was better than that. But truth is he hasn't really turned the corner. And that's why the Titans probably will be on the outside looking in when I think about it come playoff time. So Redskins go down to the Chargers. And like I said, that's going to be a battle. Chargers and the Chiefs. I'm just going to really be interested to see how that one finishes up between those two teams. I think the Raiders, there's just too many holes this year for them. Just too many things that aren't going right. So Chargers and Chiefs, it's going to be a battle. I think it really is. Both those teams, 7-6. Chargers, 30-13 over the Redskins. Eagles win. Nick Foles comes in. But the real question is the health of one Carson Wentz. Initial signs, it's an ACL tear, maybe. So if that's the case, you can kiss this guy goodbye, who may have been the MVP at this point. Again, just another four-touchdown day for this kid. They win on the road. They've got the best record in the NFC. But the truth is did they lose their guy that's been getting them through? And that'll be huge, really huge. Seahawks lose a big game to the Jaguars. And this is big in a lot of ways. Green Bay Packers hold the tie over them because they beat them early in the season. And again, Packers on the outside looking in, but you need everything to fall in your pieces to fall in your way. And this is one of those that did potentially. And a really, really big win for the Jaguars because of the Titans losing in Arizona. So huge for them. They now have that division as long as they can control their own destiny. They've got that game lead. Maybe the most exciting game of the night, the Steelers and the Ravens. This was a ball game. Holy Big Ben. All you people that said Big Ben doesn't want to play, Big Ben may be ready to wrap it up and be done. Are you kidding me? I really thought that we were going to see the best of Big Ben and the Pittsburgh Steelers late in the season. And I don't know if this was their best per se, but I do know this. Big Ben threw for 506 yards. He tossed the ball 66 freaking times, man. Can you believe that? I can't believe it. That's unbelievable. He threw the ball 66 times. That's a lot of passing the ball for Big Ben, a guy that everybody thought was over the hill, ready to call it quits. People. And Antonio Brown, are you kidding me? 11 catches, 213 yards? No way. He didn't do that. He didn't really run up the football field over two times in a football game. Did he really do that? Yeah, he did. He really did. Pittsburgh Steelers, look out, man. They control their own destiny, too, people. All right, so those are the scores from today's action. I will absolutely get to your calls on the other side, people. 1-800-878-7529. I know those are the digits. I want your thoughts. I want your opinions. I'd like to hear from you. Big Paper, Kenneth. I think I got a couple other guys there. So hang tight. I'll get to all you guys. You're coming up next. It is the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody.
Roethlisberger first and goal at the 6. 10th play of the drive. Flanked by a back and 3-1. Shotgun snap, cocks his right arm, throws a pass in the end zone. Leaping, two-handed, falling down, backpedaling catch. Touchdown, Brown. Flags thrown. 6-yard strike. He took a wallop, but held on with the leaping, backpedaling, falling down catch in the back of the end zone. 17-3, Bengals lead, 9 to play, third quarter, second down 10. Roethlisberger at the 35 of the Bengals. The snap, the drop back, the set, the cock of the right arm looking right, no, goes underneath. Throws to Bell on the sideline, 35. He goes to the 30, runs down the near sideline, the 25, and he is down the sideline and knocked out of bounds. They say, well, no, they call it. They call it a touchdown. They call it a touchdown. The Bengals stood and watched. The Bengals didn't move. They thought he had stepped out of bounds. They gave up on the play.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Yeah.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Second and 10, Browns working with two timeouts, looking for their first points. Kizer's pass up the seam, it's caught! David Njoku for the Cleveland touchdown!
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf. It is the Rewind, and it's Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529. Get at me. I want your thoughts. I want your opinions. I will get out to the phones real quickly. I'm going to go to Big Paper first, and then I believe I still got my man in Texas. So we'll get to you in just a moment, fellas. But Kenneth in Texas, that's who I've got. Kenneth and Big Paper. I think Big Paper in Phoenix and Kenneth in Texas. Real quickly on that, that score. Holy cow, man. All I can say is this. I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. And if they would have lost today, I don't think I ever would have heard the end of that one, to be honest with you, man. So not only they keep their dreams alive, but I don't have to hear a bunch of smack from everybody because at the end of the day, a win's a win. It doesn't matter what the score is. It just matters if you get the job done. Let's shoot out to the phones and hook up with Big Paper. Big Paper, you got the Dorf man. It is NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. What's on your mind, brother?
How you doing, brother? You know, it was a good Sunday. This is the part of the season where it's like it's just, you know, it's anybody's game. You know, anything can happen. It's the best part of the season. You know, you got to love it.
So let me ask you, man. The Cardinals get a nice victory. It wasn't necessarily the prettiest of all games. Offenses were struggling big time. Marcus Mariota just doesn't look very good. Blaine Gabbert looks okay, doesn't make mistakes. The Cardinals get some plays, and they get it done, man.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I mean, for as anything I look for as the Cardinals is how Blaine plays and is he getting, you know, more of the accuracy and chemistry down with his passes. Because I can care less about big bombs right now. I mean, that'll come down the road. I want him, you know, see him getting that part together and, you know, connecting with the running back more. That way it'll start to look smoother because I want to make sure that he's going out looking smooth because make it a hard decision for B.A., you know. I know they're going to have a lot of decisions going to be playing on that with how he plays out, so...
I mean, you got to think that Carson Palmer is going to want to come back. But even with that being said, if I'm the Cardinals, I get rid of Drew Stanton and I would keep Blaine Gabbert in that situation, and then I might be looking for a quarterback in the draft no matter what. So, truth be told, I think Blaine Gabbert's done enough to at least get the backup job if Carson Palmer comes back, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. On that one, like I said. It's going to be something to see because, like I said, the biggest game that I want to see is when they play Seattle and Seattle. And that's going to tell a lot. And I'm glad he's getting a lot of work right now. That I'm looking for that game to where he can really come out and really just take over, you know?
Yeah, and speaking of Seattle, Big Paper.
Huh?
Speaking of Seattle, man, they go down in a tough game on the road. Only that, one of their players loses his mind a little bit going after the fan. And I'll be honest with you on this one. I don't blame the guy. The person's throwing stuff at him. And, you know, if I'm Jefferson, I want to jump out in that stands too, to be honest with you. So the Jaguar fans were completely out of line. But in all honesty, a big loss for the Seahawks
that probably hurt him more was a loss.
Yeah,
they really probably thought they was gonna beat him because they probably figured, well, Arizona beat him, maybe we'll beat him, you know. So I think that really did hurt him. But like I say, with fans doing stuff like that, you know, like I say, you're a professional, so you still gotta walk past that type of stuff because now you may get suspended for the next game, and even the other big guy Bennett. So for what he did, you know,
yeah.
they already depleted as a team anyway. They can't keep losing players.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, man. They got a bunch of guys that are out just because of injury. They can't have guys get out because of suspensions. I hear what you're saying, man. So what do you think the role is of the Cardinals now? Are they just kind of spoilers? Is that their role at this point?
It's play spoilers because you never know what happens in the league, especially at the end. Let's say, I mean, because next game you never know what could happen with the Rams, and they lose all the rest of their games. And like I say, we still have to play Seattle. Seattle has to have tough games coming up. So I know Dallas want to be spoilers too. So it's going to get nasty at the end, you know. That's good. That's what football is supposed to be, you know.
I agree, man. I mean, that's what December is all about, is, you know, it's survival of the fittest. And, you know, what the Philadelphia Eagles were able to do, what was clinch their division today. But they may have lost their quarterback. That's, you know, that could be a problem too, man. You know, moving forward for them, and they may have home field advantage, but is Nick Foles good enough to get him through? I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think Nick Foles is all that bad. I think it's weird, man. There's a lot of teams that don't have any quarterbacks, and then all of a sudden you're seeing a couple few teams like Minnesota and Philadelphia who have a couple of good quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I say with Nick Foles, he needs to be in there. Him going in there right now, you know, I can't see. It's kind of a different team that he had when he was playing too.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
So yeah, like I said, that chemistry has to be there. And I love Nick Foles, U of A guy too. You know, I always wanted him to come here, but I don't see. I'm trying to toy with. What's his name? The safety and Tony Dungy. they said they thinking that they actually got a chance to win it with Nick Foles. I mean that's their opinion, but I can't see it. You know,
Nick Foles was a starter in this league. And hey, Paper, I appreciate the call. I got to get a couple more in here before the break, but I totally appreciate the call, man. And obviously,
yeah,
call
the morning.
That's right, my man. Have a great night, brother.
You too, brother.
All right, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Get at me on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And let's jump out to the phones. Let's hook up with Kenneth in Texas. Kenneth, you got the Dorf man, Andy Dorf. It is NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. How you listening, my man? And where in Texas are you, brother?
I'm near Houston. And first off, I appreciate you taking my call.
Hey, man, I love calls. I love thoughts. I love opinions. Are you a Texans fan?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am.
Ooh, losing to the 49ers, brother. That one's going to hurt, right, man? That's got to take that one on the chin, huh?
Yeah. My other reason for calling is, in light of the Wentz injury, do you still consider the Eagles the favorite in the NFC? And if not, who do you consider the favorites?
You know what? That's a great question, man. And you know what? We'll have to see the severity of that injury. But if he's out of the mix, I do think it changes the equation quite a bit. And, you know, Minnesota lost a tough game at a tough place. Let's be honest. I still think that's a pretty good football team. They can put points up. They can defend. You know, New Orleans is a good football team as well. I know they lost to the Atlanta Falcons, but that's a good football team that they lost to. I think the NFC is completely wide open, to be honest with you, man. I really do. I don't think there's a clear-cut favorite at all. But I do like the Eagles, even if they've got Nick Foles, to a certain degree, because of that. You know, I think New Orleans has a heck of a quarterback in Drew Brees. They've had a heck of a running game all season long, too, but you never know, man. Things can just kind of fall apart on you right before your very own eyes, to be honest with you, Kenneth. So I think the NFC is just going to be a heck of a fun ride, and we better buckle up and just watch the playoffs, man.
And before I go, can I squeeze in one more question?
Absolutely.
There's a couple games that I'm interested as far as these bowl matchups. There's a couple games that I'm interested to get your thoughts on.
Okay, go ahead.
Who do you see winning out of these two semifinal matchups? And do you see my Longhorns winning against Missouri in that in their bowl matchup?
All right. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it, Kenneth. I'll address those. And, hey, how you listening to me in Texas, by the way, bro?
I heard about you via SB Nation Radio.
Very nice, man. Is that how you're listening right now on SB Nation Radio?
I called in because normally Jason Gotch usually has this time, but I was told by them that they're not doing his show anymore.
Nice, man. So they picked me up on SB Nation right now?
I believe so. I'll have to check, but I believe so. I appreciate you taking my call.
All right, cool, brother. Have a good night, Kenneth, and I'll get to those questions. I think we're going to have some great matchups, to be honest with you, in all those games he was talking about. And he was talking the college bowl season. So, look, man, those are good matchups. But we got a lot of great matchups to talk about in the NFL. And I'm going to break it down, at least what I saw in the NFL on the other side. So keep it close. I am Andy Dorf. You are hanging out on the NFL Rewind. You can get at me 1-800-878-7529 or on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Again, NFL Rewind, and this is Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody.
Fake handoff, another throw to Watkins in space, inside the 10, the 5, to the pylon, Watkins is in for a touchdown, a little screen pass, Sammy Watkins, 16 yards out, and the Rams might have broken this one open here late in the third quarter, on top 22-7.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Well, we offer our congratulations to Oklahoma Sooners quarterback Baker Mayfield, who wins the Heisman Trophy. What a year for Mayfield. In 13 regular season games, he completes 71% of his passes for 4,340 yards and 41 touchdowns, an NCAA college rating of 203.8 for Baker Mayfield. And he is the winner over Bryce Love of Stanford. The fine Stanford running back averaged 8.3 yards per carry with 17 rushing touchdowns during the season. But, you know, he missed about a game and a half with the ankle sprain. Probably hurt some by Stanford's late night kickoffs along the West Coast. So Baker Mayfield of the Oklahoma Sooners wins the Heisman Trophy Award. We'll talk about that and more in our next edition of College Sports Insiders. I'm Pat Olson.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Blitz is defined as a sudden, savage attack. It is indeed all this. The theory is simple. Send more bodies at the quarterback than his blockers can absorb.
Get him, baby, get him, get
the effect
him.
Is sure. The premise is simple. It's a basic, primal confrontation. Man to man. No excuses are offered. None accepted. From the right outside, from the left outside. From up the middle, they come all with blood in their eye. All with one idea. Get the quarterback. Get the man.
DeBarra is in for the first time on this drive. He'll take the handoff running right, sprints into the second level, across the 40, 45, 50. Now inside Rams territory, along the sidelines at the 20, 15, 10, breaks the tackle at the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Saints, 74 yards, and New Orleans is on the board. It's 10-6 with 2:14 to play here in the first quarter.
Mariota intercepted, throw it to Cody Sensabaugh. Trying to get the angle on him, Sensabaugh brought down at the 20.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back, Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. Love your thoughts, love your opinions, love the people listening to me on SB Nation Radio, who you can always catch me Sunday mornings when I do the Dorf on Sports Radio Show, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 Mountain Standard Time, or 11 to 1, I guess it would be Eastern Standard Time for those folks on the East Coast. And believe me, we love hearing from you. 1-800-878-7529. You can always catch me in Phoenix, Arizona as well. You can get me at NBCSports1060.com, and that show airs in Phoenix, 9 to 11, so that's Mountain Standard Time. Adjust wherever you are. That show features three-time Super Bowl champion Dale Hellestray. So you can always check us out, like I said, Monday through Friday in Phoenix, Arizona on NBCSports1060.com. All right, let's get back into the NFL Rewind and get into what happened on the football field, at least through my eyes of what I saw. And, you know, that what happened with the Seattle guy, not good. I don't like seeing that. I really don't. And, you know, fans got to know their role. At the end of the day, man, you're a fan. You go to that game, enjoy it. I don't care if you – I really don't care if you yell at guys and do things like that, but don't throw things at players, man. Now, that's where you draw the line, and you go way overboard. And I'll tell you what, that guy is pretty fiery too, Bennett, man. Man, oh, man, he's really fiery. Those guys got to stay on the field, though. It's important. I'm going to shoot out to the phones one more time and hook up with Dave in Maryland. Dave, you got Andy Dorf, the Dorf man. It is NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. How you listening to me, Dave, first and foremost, and then what's on your mind, man?
Good evening. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, brother. What's up?
I just want to talk a little bit about the Steelers-Ravens game tonight.
Yeah. Good game, bro, right?
Well, you know, not really from a Ravens perspective, but, you know, I'm very disappointed with the referees I got out there. They did a horrible job, and you know, it's a plot to make the Ravens lose tonight. I mean, they purposely, you know, made us lose that game tonight. I was very disappointed to see them call all these pass interference calls against us, against our defenders, when they clearly were just good defense. I mean, there's too many, you know, calls that are being called tonight. But, I mean, another problem was with the Ravens, though. I mean, you know, they didn't have no takeaways tonight, no interceptions, no fumbles, and that's really killed us tonight. I mean, Flacco just didn't have a good game. You know, he's off. I mean, he's been off for a while, and, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, of course, had a great game tonight. But, I mean, I'm very disappointed, you know, with the referees determine who wins and loses games. I don't think it should be that way. You know, personally, myself, I think they should let the ball players go out and decide themselves who wins these games. But the referees, I mean, they're just disgusting, you know. I mean, they're supposed to be professional, but, you know, I guess they have their, you know, who they want to win and, you know, their sides and everything like that. It's just disgusting to see, you know, the Ravens not have the opportunity to win because the referees screwed them over. It's just, disappointing to see, you know, referees determine the outcome of a game. I'm very disappointed, and I think they need to be reprimanded. You know, it's just so many times, you know, these referees that, you know, continue to go on, they don't get reprimanded for making, I mean, we all make mistakes, of course, but for making blatant, you know, purposely mistakes. I mean, it's just ridiculous. The NFL is letting this stuff go on.
Yeah, you know, that's a good take, Dave. And look, the bottom line is I think it's really difficult for defenders to play defense these days. You know, you can't do a lot of things that you used to be able to do. And it's obviously that they want a game that's going to be a lot of scoring. And there was a lot of scoring in that game, as we know. 38 points by the Ravens, 39 from the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I agree with you on some of the points that you made, but look, at the end of the day, Antonio Brown goes for 213 yards. How does that happen against the Baltimore Raven defense, right?
It was kind of shoddy there at the end, but I mean, it seemed like, you know, it's all too one-sided. You know, that's why I have a problem with the referees. It was all one-sided tonight. It's all, they're calling all the penalties against the Ravens, and they didn't hardly call any against the, you know, Steelers. I mean, it's just like, I mean, you can pretty much blatantly tell who they wanted to win. I mean, it's pretty much a setup game, you know. They purposely wanted the Steelers to win. You know, it's just, like I say, I think it's just disgusting, you know, that the guys just can't go out there and play the game the way it should be played without all these referees determining who wins ball games. Because, I mean, as bad as the Ravens played tonight, they still should have had an opportunity to win there at the end if it weren't for the referee. So,
you know, Collins had a heck of a game, man. I think that, you know, it's going to be tough for you guys to make the playoffs, as you know. And they just got, they somewhat control their own destiny, right, Dave? So,
I mean, you say it's hard to make the playoffs. You know, I've been listening to another guy tonight on another radio station. He's saying if we went out, we don't have no problem. I mean, we should beat the Browns next week. You think we would, but the Browns are going to, you know, want to turn it up a notch, too. And I think after that, I believe we got the Colts. You know, that should be a winnable game. I mean, the one that, you know, might, you know, be a little problem would be that Cincinnati game at the end of the year. You know, I know Cincinnati's having a pretty bad year, but, you know, I mean, if the Ravens do win out, I mean, as bad as it was tonight, I think we can still make the playoffs, but they got to pretty much win out, you know, or maybe at least win two out of three. I mean, you're thinking you're probably going to beat Cleveland. You know, that would be, you know, pretty disastrous if we go up there and lose to the Cleveland Browns, although they played pretty good today. And then
we got,
you know, the Colts after that. That should be a winnable game. I mean, the one I'm worried about a little bit is the Cincinnati game at the end, that last game of the year, because, you know, there's also a rival there with Cincinnati and us.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Baltimore is playing a little bit better than I thought they were going to all season long, to be honest with you. You know, they obviously had those offensive linemen go out before the season, and Joe Flacco down and out and hurting a little bit. And you got to give them credit for just going out there and playing hard. And they play for Harbaugh, man. He's got to appreciate that. They definitely go out there and they give it their all.
And you hear some of these people, you know, I hear some on some of these other sports stations, they talk about what they need to fire Morning Way, they need to fire Dean Pease, you know. I mean, these guys ain't doing that bad, you know. They want to get a new defensive coordinator out there, a new offensive coordinator, you know. I mean, you got to look at it from a positive perspective, I guess, when we played close to a, you know, 11-2 team tonight, 39-38.
You got to
give a little credit, like you say, and you got a little bit of momentum going into Cleveland. I mean, I hope the Ravens would beat Cleveland. You know, you never know in this day and age. Anybody can win, but I mean, I like their chances going to Cleveland to win it next week.
Yeah, you got to beat Cleveland, man. I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, Dave, and I'll tell you what, I was just like, look, this is going to be the most embarrassing loss, and this is the kind of loss that somebody gets fired, to be honest with you. You don't lose to a team that's 0-12 going into that game and expect not to have bad things happen to your coaching staff. But with that being said, Brett Hundley finds a way, figures it out, gets it done. The Packers have a reason to have life, just like your Baltimore Ravens, to be honest with you. They got to win out, you know, and Aaron Rodgers could come back. You never know, man. Stranger things have happened, you're saying, kind of in a certain way, man.
I kind of figured, you know, Green Bay would come back, beat them. I mean, you know, I mean, even with a, you know, backup quarterback, you got a guy to Huntley. You know, I mean, he's, you know, good enough to come back and beat a Cleveland team like that. But
thank God he is, man. Hey, how you listening to me, by the way, man?
Sirius XM.
Very nice. How you listening on Sirius XM? What channel?
960.
Nice, man. I appreciate you checking me out on SiriusXM, brother. Have a good night, okay?
You too, sir. Bye.
All righty, Dave in Maryland, man. People all over, man. You can get me anywhere you want, man. SiriusXM Radio, obviously SB Nation Radio. So just get at me, people. Let's make this a party. I'm talking late night radio. So if you're up right now, you're a serious sports junkie, just like I am, talking sports. But the difference is I'm here every Sunday night doing it. You can check in and out whenever you want. 1-800-878-7529. Real quickly, I want to get some of my thoughts in there because I do have to take a quick pause for the cause, and then I'll come back and wrap up this hour. But man, oh man, the Green Bay Packers escape. And I'll tell you what, if they didn't, that would have been so embarrassing. With that being said, Brent Hundley, he went out, he performed, he got it done when they needed him most. He came up with big plays, he came up with big throws, and you got to give credit to Mike McCarthy. Look, he made the right challenge. People wanted him to challenge the one before. But he made the right challenge, and it was the right call because that was the difference. It got him the ball back and gave him an opportunity to score. It's bad in New York, people. Holy cow, is it bad in New York? Fire everybody. And if I'm Eli Manning, I want the heck out of there, man. Just get me out of there. Send me somewhere that they have a chance to win. Arizona, you snuck by, man. You snuck by a Titans team that I don't think has turned the corner. Sorry, Titan fan. But the truth is Mariota has not progressed the way that Jared Goff has, the way that Carson Wentz has. Look, those are some other young, up-and-coming superstar quarterbacks. And I just don't think Marcus Mariota has really figured things out in the NFL. Chargers, I like that, man. I like the way that they're playing. They're battling. They're battling. Them and the Chiefs, it's going to be exciting. That's going to be fun, man. The AFC West... Ooh-wee, that is going to be fun. That's going to be so much fun to watch. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Carson Wentz. If that's serious, well, then the Eagles open the door for a lot of other teams. And ultimately, I think the door was open anyway. I think that the NFC is so wide open, man. There's no dominant team. And Pittsburgh and the Patriots, those are definitely they're the dominant teams in the AFC. They're absolutely the dominant teams in the AFC. But you never know, man. Stranger things have happened. And teams like the Jaguars with a good defense, they can make things happen. If they get a home game, you never know, man. They can get through and they get a little confidence and they become a real, real tough out. So you better watch out. You better just keep watching. Week 14 was really exciting. I'll tell you what. Week 15 is going to be even better. And week 16 is going to be better than that. And then week 17, and then, boom, we got the playoffs, people. And then we'll be talking to the teams that are just still surviving. The teams that are still alive, dreaming, having hopes, and keeping life alive for all those fans in those cities, like New England, like Pittsburgh, and probably New Orleans and Minnesota. I know I got to get to a break, so keep it close, everybody. I'll be back to wrap it up. It is Andy Dorf. NFL Rewind, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. Wherever you are, I am too. Keep it close, everybody.
In the gun on third down, high shotgun snap. Wilson drops to throw, wants to float it for the end zone. It is Lockett who makes the catch and tiptoes along the left side of the end zone for the touchdown.
Lance Kendricks and fullback Aaron Ripkowski. Williams the deep back, Hundley under center. Third and goal at the one, down 7-3. Hundley handoff to Williams. There's pressure in the backfield. He's hit, and he carries the pile. Multiple Buccaneers. It breaks the play near left for a touchdown. A physical pummeling by Jamal Williams into the 281-pound William Goldsman. It's 9-7 Packers, 7-12 to go first half.
This is Sports Overnight America.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
In the shotgun from the Miami 4, first and goal for Carolina, leading 3-0. Tight end in motion, 4 on the line, high snap, and it is a handoff to McCaffrey. Runs laterally, cuts a corner, breaks it at the 5, cuts inside the numbers. Touchdown, Carolina!
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of this hour of the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America. Appreciate those people that gave me calls tonight. And look, man, I can preach. Believe me, I can preach like nobody else in the business. But absolutely, I love thoughts and opinions. So keep them coming. You listening to me on SB Nation Radio. I love you people all over the world, all over the globe that are checking me out on Sirius XM. But I love those people on the ticket in Dallas and the guys on the score in Vegas and Houston, those people listening to me on probably 94.1. I absolutely love all you people, to be honest with you, man. But just a wild day in the NFL. And again, you can always check me out locally in Phoenix, Arizona, 9 to 11 a.m. anywhere you want, NBCSports1060.com to check out my show, the local show in Phoenix, Arizona. And then always check out the show that I do on the network as well, man. 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time on Sunday morning, 9 to 11 Mountain Standard, and 11 to 1 Eastern time, as you all know, on the Eastern Coast, on the East Coast. Real quickly, Monday night, Patriots Dolphins, not much to talk about. Patriots go in here and take care of business. That is real simple. That's what I think happens there. Tom Brady, just too damn good. It's just the way it is. Miami, you're just another stepping stone to the Patriots' way to the Super Bowl. Or will it be the Pittsburgh Steelers? They got to have that home field advantage, man. They absolutely got to have that home field advantage. Otherwise, you know what? It's going to be another New England Patriot Super Bowl, and people don't like that. Anyways, I know I got to get the heck out of Dodge, so appreciate all my callers. Again, those people on SB Nation Radio, Sirius XM, wherever you are, I am at your service. As you know, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out on NFL Rewind, and it is Sports Overnight America.